Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, guys, and welcome to, well, the last episode in the Risen Motherhood podcast for this series. And we are so glad to have you guys all join us. Last week, we talked about the gospel instruction, or how to do gospel instruction with kids. And this week, we're actually talking about marriage and motherhood, a really big topic, I think, especially in this season of little kids that most of you listeners are likely in, as well as Emily and I are in. Marriage can very easily be put on the back burner. So we're excited to talk about that today. And oh, I should mention too, Emily is here with me.
Hi.
Once again, we're speaking in the same room, which is exciting to be able to record together instead of via Skype. So so we're talking about marriage, motherhood. Let's see.
And you said back burner, which I think, again, we talked about self-care. Like, a lot of times with motherhood, our children are so demanding and their needs are so immediate that we unintentionally put a lot of things that are important but not urgent on the back burner. And that can work for a little while, but a lot of times, you know, we end up regretting it when we put aside things that are important, that we need to be caring for, our marriage being one of the most important things in our lives that we care for, right behind our relationship with God.
Yes, and I think that it is so easy, again, in today's society, just of how much it's pushed with kind of the helicopter parenting trend and things like that, of just to put our kids first, and the world kind of continues to say that the husbands can take care of themselves and they're going to make it, and they, you know, that's not your priority. But really, the very best gift that you can give your children is a strong marriage. And for them to be able to see everything from healthy conflict resolution to physical affection with your husband, and just how healthy relationships work between mom and dads. And so that kind of is a really great goal, or something to keep in mind, I guess, is just to remember, like, no, putting my husband as the priority
is loving my kids.
Exactly.
It's
the greatest way you can love your children.
Exactly. And I think, you know, bringing the gospel in immediately, and we're kind of reversing it, we're kind of putting the practical at the end this time.
But I typically do it.
You know, our marriages are a picture of Christ in the church. And as, you know, the bride and the bridegroom. And so there's probably some good resources we'll put on our show notes, because I think this
definitely
is something
some
that
resources.
that we can't really get into super deeply, but it's just important to remember that our marriages are a picture to the world of that. And it's just really important that we're honoring it, and that we are honoring one another in marriage, and we're honoring our husbands. So I definitely think that is so crucial.
It's like Emily said, completely a picture between Christ and the church, and I think it really just shows how Christ has put sacrificed everything for the church, and that's biblically how marriage has been founded, and why we have marriage today as that picture, like we've said. And so we want to get into a little bit of kind of those practical things of what does that look like with little kids running around? What are some things that Emily and I do with our husbands, or wish we were better at?
And one of the things I know I used to be worried about is that when my husband and I had kids, that it was going to like hurt our marriage, I guess, or it was going to put all this strain, because that is one thing you see a lot in commercials and in movies. Like, you see the frazzled parents whose marriage is like falling apart or under serious strain. And a little bit of that is true, right? You're sleep deprived. You probably have less time together. You know, there's just a variety of practical things. But in our experience, I think children have actually enriched our marriage because of some biblical principles I think we've practiced, and because the reality is God says children are a joy, and they are a reward, and they're a blessing, and they're a great thing. And so they don't have to bring your marriage down. I think that's a little bit of a myth that sometimes women can, you know,
hide under. Almost.
Yes. And, you know, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy sometimes.
Yeah, totally. And I think like, number one, again, to get to just, like, where, how does the gospel apply to this, is really maintaining our own relationship with Christ first. And I know mm-hmm. so often I can kind of look at my husband and be like, you know, here are X, Y, and Z reasons. You know, you're not leading our family quiet times or praying before initiating prayer before bed. Or, you know, you have these expectations of your husband, and really it's the whole looking at the log in your own eye.
Yeah.
And to stop expecting, like, our husbands to be this perfect model of Christ in our family.
Yes.
So we want to, number one, say, just to kind of look back at yourself and self-reflect on where you are, where your relationship with the Lord is, seeing how flawed and weak and just really how much we need the Lord, and quit looking at your husband and saying, oh, he needs Jesus here. This is what he could work on. He could do this better. I could really use help here. But to recognize our need for Christ first.
Absolutely.
Is number one.
Yeah, and I think I've really had to practice in my own mind imagining my husband and I sitting together on the same side of the table facing our problems, you know, or whatever.
We're on the same team.
Or sin. We're on the same team. We are one in Christ. And because of that, you know, it's not me against my husband. And also, like you said, it's me individually with my relationship with Christ. And yeah, definitely staying strong in that is like the number one way to take care of your marriage. But there's lots and lots of practical things too. So let's go ahead and just move into some of those things. First of all, this is something I've been kind of harping on lately when I've been talking to people. But when you go on dates, try to have fun.
Yeah.
Like, have some fun
it's
together.
It's not a business meeting.
Lighten up. Lighten up. I mean, my husband and I are super analytical, and we used to get one-on-one time together and, like, go through super, super deep stuff. And that is really important. I do not want to say, oh, don't communicate about the deep stuff. But sometimes, especially when you have little kids, it can feel like the business meetings are happening every day. And when you get alone together, just, like, laugh. Like, do something lighthearted and just enjoy each other.
Yeah, no, totally. I think that you need both. Like, you need that time to get away. Yes. And I feel like I'll come into my husband, I'm like, okay, here are the six things I want to initiate and start talking about. And here are some things that have just been, like, sitting here on my heart, and I want to say these things. And totally agree to have fun. And I also think with date nights, like, date nights at home are great. And there are, like, 1,000 Pinterest articles about how to have date nights at home and, you know, free date nights. But one thing is, like, it's okay to put a little money into it.
Like, yes, it is.
And it's important that you do. Like, I think there's an element of getting out of your home. Your kids are not under your roof. You are not the first responder. He is not the second responder, typically. And you can, like, go away and check out a whole lot more. And there are still free things. It's going to cost gas money. But I just, I think one thing that is a really struggle for me is, like, a lot of people just don't want to put their money towards a date night or a babysitter. And that's a struggle for me, is putting my money towards a babysitter.
Yep.
Now that we're away from family and friends, like, I was just, like, uncurling my fist to pay our first babysitter. But it's so important that you say, like, again, your checkbook speaks for you. And in one of those ways is where your marriage falls on the priority list, and being willing to say, like, we're going to get a hotel for one night, or we're going to go out for dinner, and it's at least even Chipotle, but being willing to take the time and the money that it does cost to maintain a marriage, I think is important.
Super important. And even looking for ways intentionally to make that happen, because I know for my husband and I, it can feel kind of overwhelming sometimes to, like, hey, how are we going to get an entire day or an entire evening away from our kids? It's going to take all this thought in advance. So something we've done in addition to that is just look for opportunities. Like, if there's a chance for us to sneak away for breakfast really quick,
odd times.
Do that. Yeah, odd times. Like, I will sometimes go meet my husband at work. We will walk down the street, have coffee for 30 minutes, and then come back to his office. And it's just weird and it's kind of random, but it's working for us, and it's ways to put in even, like, little mini dates in between those big dates that we all imagine. So again, I'm preaching on take the pressure off, but it's all good. And sometimes taking the pressure off instead of waiting for the perfect night that you as your wife, you know, as a wife, imagine your husband coming home with flowers.
Ain't gonna happen.
And you're gone for the whole night. You know, it's okay too to, like, just go get the coffee together or just go out and get an ice cream together. Like, there is a place for that, especially if you have a newborn.
Totally. Yes. I don't want to say you have to do these big elaborate dates by any means. And I think too, the other thing I would say is, like, you as a wife, initiate that.
Yes.
You know,
initiate.
I think, like, for me, it was just really hard because I just kept waiting and wanting him to say, like, here, I made reservations. You know, we're going to this restaurant, and really I am the scheduler, the keeper of the calendar, and have just realized that if we want this to happen, like, I have to be okay with making it happen. Yes. And he is super happy and thrilled that I do that. But just kind of lowering those expectations for how it comes about and what it looks like.
Too. Yeah, and I think believing the best in your husband and believing he wants to go out on a date with you. But just like we have things going on in our lives that keep us from doing exactly what we want to do, our husbands have that too. And so I always just try to tell myself, I know my husband wants to go on a date with me. Yeah. And it's not that he's neglecting me on purpose or something like that. It is totally fine for me to plan it. So, okay, so we talked about dates, and then this also goes into a little bit of physical affection here. Something that can just be really difficult, especially after you've had a baby, you don't feel like yourself. Oh, maybe you've got lots of little kids touching you.
You do not want to be touched.
Well, you've got hormone things going on, but at least I have found it is so important to re-engage physically and to almost make yourself.
Yes.
It's almost a choice. You have to do it first and then the feelings come. Mm-hmm. And even if they don't come, it's still really important.
Definitely. And it's good for your kids to see that. It's good for you, like Emily said, to kind of choose to engage in that. And I think like it does, there is something at work with that, with oxytocin with your newborn that's on you. And that's even the same is true for marriage and physical affection, I guess. And so there are things at work when you engage in those things beyond just mental, I guess. Yes.
And one thing that's helped me even re-engage is whenever we are out in public or at church or wherever, I try to think to myself, if we were dating right now or we were newlywed, what would I be doing?
Oh, how things change.
Oh, I would be holding his hand. I would be sitting right next to him. You know, I'd be as close as I possibly could be.
Totally.
And I try to, I ask myself that question and then I try to do whatever that thing is. And it's really helped me remember to like hold my husband's hand in the car or, you know, put my arm around his back. And I think, those little things are real. That's what keeps you a married couple and not just like, partners living under one roof.
Yeah. And I think too, there are times where like I've had to say to my husband, hey, like let's recommit to this or like of holding hands. I would like for you to hold my hand more.
Yes.
And it's awful and sort of painful to say that, but it's always worth it.
Yes.
So another great way, it's just serving each other. I think that's the whole outserve one another. We've all heard it, but again, it's that whole where you kind of can look at the other person and see all of their flaws, where really like we should be looking at, hey, how are ways that we can love them? Everything from just like shooting him a text in the middle of the day, telling him you're thinking of him, or pictures of the kids, or, you know, just a thoughtful thing, making his lunch. I make my husband's lunch every night before work the next morning. I know a lot of wives do, but I think that's just like one thing for him that really loves him and blesses him. And so find those things that are meaningful, that are even small and quick, that kind of can be done as I'm cleaning up the kitchen and putting away leftovers. I can just do that. And so it's not adding a lot to my workload with kids. Like we talk about, they're very, I don't want to use the word draining, but that's the only one that's coming to mind.
A little bit draining. And one of the things I've had to remember is that God has created me as a wife to be a helper to my husband. And I'm really first a helper to him. And so that includes understanding what he needs and then taking the time and the attention to meet those needs. So when I'm at home all day, if I've met my kids' needs all day, but I really haven't done much intentionally to help my husband, then I'm missing a little bit of that component there. And I just think it's for me and my husband, it's been a lot of conversations like, okay, I can't do everything in the day. I cannot be all things to all people, but what is really important to you? Is it that the house is picked up? Is it that we have dinner on the table? Is it that, you know, I'm fresh and excited to see you and I'm in a great mood? Is it that, you know, I'm out of yoga pants? What are the things that are really important to you? And my husband's given me one or two things and I try to make those things a priority.
Yep.
And I even tell my kids that, you know, 5, 15 is like, okay, we're going to clean up the house now because daddy's coming home and it's important to daddy. And mommy wants to do this for daddy. Mm. And just that verbiage for my kids of saying, this is something that's important to my husband and we're going to do it.
Yep. I think that's great. And a few other things of just, we'll try to wrap up here quickly, but praying together. I know it seems like a no-brainer, but I would be willing to put a lot of money on the couples that don't spend time intentionally praying together, because it's kind of, one of those easy things to kind of fall by the wayside. You're exhausted before bed, and just initiate that, wives. You know, I think that that's something, again, where I really wanted my husband to lead in that, and I wanted him to initiate and pray these eloquent, beautiful prayers. And it was just like, again, I can initiate those things.
Yeah.
I can talk about, let's remember, here are some of the things that we want to pray about.
And that's helping him.
And that's helping him. It's not leading for him. And
yeah.
So I think kind of laying down mm-hmm. our sword, at least for me, I feel like I'm hitting the same note this whole
show. But again, you're on the same team.
On the same team.
Saying, I want to help you do what I know you want to do and
exactly.
what we want to do.
Exactly. So, and the last thing I think too is just finding couples
mm-hmm.
that you respect, mm-hmm. admire, that encourage you to continue to strive towards the cross.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so important to surround yourself with other healthy
yeah.
couples that are staying the course.
Right.
Men
right.
that can encourage your husband and women that encourage
yeah.
you and don't let you
yeah.
goof off and
yeah.
do your
yeah.
own thing.
And I guess my last thought would be, and this just came to my mind, is like forgive, forgive, forgive,
mm.
forgive. I think that is something every single day that we have to practice as a married couple, and just remembering that Christ forgave us, and we want to be practicing that in our marriage,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to be one of the best ways to get on the same page
yeah.
and hit reset and, you know, be moving forward together as a couple. So
totally. So to wrap up us a review on the iTunes podcast, subscribe there.
Mm-hmm.
We would really, really appreciate it. And we do hope this fosters conversations
yep.
among you guys as women and other mothers. Just get together with them, see if they've listened to this, and or just share some of the things that maybe
mm-hmm.
have
you've learned.
Made you think, or you've
mm-hmm.
you've been reminded of, or yeah, you've learned. So
yep.
We really appreciate it, guys. And we're just so glad you guys have joined us
yes.
through these episodes. And we'd love to
yeah.
hear from you. Too, if you have other ideas for future
mm-hmm.
podcasts, no promises.
No promises.
But we definitely would love to hear
yeah.
from any of you guys, or if you have questions on anything as well, please feel free to reach out to us. So
yeah, thanks guys for listening.